It's time again for another edition of Manly Man Sports, Manly Man himself, John Weiser. John, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm in for two plates of that spaghetti and meatballs from Mount Carmel.
Yeah, I'll put you down. I'm supposed to send one to Florida, too, at some point, so I don't know how I'm going to pull that off.
You know, it's tough when you're Pete Sarsen, because everybody wants a piece of Sarsen spaghetti time.
I'm the meatball man. That's the way it goes. Meatball man!
Oh, gosh. Set me one plate aside, too, as well.
All right.
Speaking of throwing meatballs, How about you, Darvish, last night, huh?
Oh, he was lights out and flirting with the no-no, 6 1/3, and then he got smoked by Smoke. Cubs starting pitching has been just unbelievably good. 13-3 start, the best record in baseball. Cub fans are over the moon, John Weiser.
Over the moon, indeed. Yeah, that's their best start since, 1907, I think, 13-3. Their third, their starting pitching's third in the league in earner and average, under 3. I believe Cleveland and Cincinnati are the other two with the better starting pitching. But that's been the bright spot has been the timely hitting and the starting pitching. And that might have been the best game Yu Darvish has pitched for the Cubs since he signed
them,
that's
yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, but they still need to fix the ninth inning. David Ross is not committed to a closer yet, still closer by committee. Trade deadline coming up. Do the Cubs go out and get an established closer, or is there even one available?
I don't know if there's one available, Bill. I think it's going to have to be done internally. I thought Wick has had some good outings, got behind a little bit with the breaking ball last night. I think he needs to realize that his fastball is what needs to, you know, be his out pitch, and he's got to throw that one and show that one to get the out. So I think it's going to be done internally. I think Kimbrough is going to find his stride at some point. I mean,
but you can't trust him at this point.
No, you can't. You got to find him a spot in a game where you can get him out there and get his confidence back. I think that's the big thing right now. I think he's just lacking confidence. You saw that last night. Yu Darvish was a very confident pitcher last night. I mean, his fastball, low 90s, mid 90s. He had good movement on his breaking pitches, great location with everything. And his last couple of starts, you can tell that he's got confidence in all four of his pitches. And right now, Kimbrough does not have that confidence, and it shows.
On the other side of that, the Brewers, they just don't have a lot of offense so far. That's why they're struggling at this point. Yelich has picked it up a little bit, but the rest of the lineup is really, really having a hard time getting hits.
Runners in scoring position, I think their average is down around 200, maybe a little bit lower than that right now for the Brewers, and that's where they've really struggled. Yelich obviously struggled right from the get-go, but he's starting to find his stride again. What's his name? The catcher last night.
Omar Navarez.
Navarez has had some issues at the plate, and just finding that timely hitting, that's been the problem. And you see the opposite with the Cubs. They're getting the clutch hitting. They're getting that timely extra base hit when needed. So I think the Brewers are going to find it at sooner or later, and they'll be competing. I still think it's going to be a three or four team race there between the Brewers, Reds, Cubs as we go here. Speaking of that fourth team, the Cardinals, my goodness, they're finally going to play, it looks like, tomorrow, a doubleheader against the White Sox.
They've got a slew of double dips coming up here in the next week.
Well, you know, and it's not just the Cardinals that are kind of putting a crimp. It's the other teams they have to play to play catch up here. The Cubs are going to be involved with that middle of next week with a couple of doubleheaders to make up for what they lost last weekend. So it's going to put some other teams on notice. Yeah, they're going to be seven inning doubleheaders, but still, those extra games, that's still going to put a little bit of a toll on your pitching staff as those
start. It's still 14 innings a day, you know, and you have to double up your starters, don't get proper rest. It's a mess, but it's what they have to do at this point, short of making the Cardinals forfeit. So, John, real quick before we run out of time, the Bucks finished the regular season. I still think they have a real good chance at winning the NBA title. And the Blackhawks, do they have a chance against Vegas?
They got to pick it up a little bit physically, I think, for the Blackhawks. I thought they played well in spots last night. I thought particularly in the third period and early in the overtime, but the breaks just didn't go their way. They got to get some better scoring. It was nice to see Kane get 3 points last night, three helpers in that game, get him on the score sheet. But again, this is the youngest team in the NHL in the playoffs right now, and the Kubaliks and the Docks and the Brinkets, you know, are eventually going to carry this team at some point, but not right now. I think the veterans need to step up a little bit more, particularly on the scoring end.
All right. I guess that means if the Hawks have to play a 5 overtime game, they'd have the advantage because of their youth. 5 overtime? Yeah, 8 hours?
8 hours of hockey, yeah. Do you get overtime for that if you go 9 hours? I don't know.
I don't know. Talk to their union. It's Manly Men Sports. He is absolutely manly manist, John Weiser. John, thanks as always. Enjoy your weekend, all right, sir?
Hey, big fish fry tonight. Have it outdoors tonight.
Al fresco, my friend. Thank you, John.